back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's Steve Cochran's show. Justin Kaufman in for Steve today. Steve will be back tomorrow as we do our opening day program. The opening day for the Chicago White Sox at home at Guaranteed Rate Field. Steve, Andrea, Dave, they'll all be down at Guaranteed Rate. I'll be here in studio and looking forward to a good show about White Sox baseball starting up here in Chicago if they play or don't play. Of course, there is going. It's not necessarily baseball weather in Chicago right now, and there's even forecast for snow tomorrow, right when the game kicks off. But we'll see if we get it in or what happens here in Chicago. It's April. That's what happens with baseball in April. Much more to come this hour. Patrick Sharp's going to join us. Breakfast with the Blackhawk. We'll talk with him about what he's going to do with his April. Usually, Patrick Sharp, of course, plays in the playoffs. This year, the Hawks not going to the playoffs, so we'll talk about that. And then Walter Jacobson will also be on the program, talk about the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and covering Chicago and the aftermath of that assassination and 68 riots. So we'll talk with Walter coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. Well, now let's talk with an organization called Parents for Peace and Justice. They're on the front lines of the violence epidemic in Chicago. They fight for peace and justice, of course, but providing anti-violence programs and therapy for those in need. In studio with us is Robert Torres and Elizabeth Ramirez. They're the co-founders, Robert Torres, as well as the executive director. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
This is going to be an issue, of course. This is an issue that is constant in the city of Chicago. It always is on everybody's minds. And, of course, as we get close to the spring and summer, it becomes a national story as the numbers continue. Let's talk about why you get involved with Parents for Peace and Justice. It's both important because it's an important organization, important need for the city of Chicago, but it's also a personal story for you, Elizabeth. Talk about why you started Parents for Peace and Justice.
We started Parents for Peace and Justice because October 23rd of 2011, I lost my son to the violence at his own birthday party. My son gave his life for two other lives. My son he graduated from high school, was going to college because he wanted to become a coach. As I started going crazy on Facebook, trying to get someone to hear me, to help me out, to get justice for my son. That's where I met Robert Torres through Facebook, and we started talking and started doing vigils. We started doing vigils in a community where there was involvement with drugs and gang activities. And as I see so many kids standing with their parents in these corners of these vigils, it touched my heart to see these kids there. And I told Robert, you know, Robert, we have to do something for our kids because it's not about us. It's about our children. You know, I look at these kids and I wonder how summer's not even here and the violence already started. You know, we got to think about the kids. We got to think about how would their summer be? So we need activities for the kids.
Well, obviously, you know, it's a personal story for you as a parent, and I'm condolences on your loss. I also think about it, though, as so many people who listen in Chicago are unaffected by violence or may know it's happening but don't have the impetus to be engaged to try and stop it or to go for a world of peace and justice, as you're talking about. How do you get people who haven't had the personal experience, Elizabeth, to understand that this is an epidemic and there is a way for them to get involved and to deal with this issue?
The only thing we do is talk to them and let them know the way we feel, what had happened to our children, that we don't want their children for that to happen to their children. And we let them know that they need to get involved. You know, like telling them that it's not about us. It's about your child. You need to get involved in your child's life. You know, And you have to show your children love, too. There's a lot of kids lost in the streets because there's no love at home.
Well, that Robert, I want to bring you in here because you'll hear that a lot. I mean, you hear about what is actually at the center of this epidemic, and talk about gang activity, of course. But there always will be what's happening in the home and other places, and parents sometimes unfairly are given the brunt of what's happening, especially when there are people who are, you know, just shooting other people in gangs, and they talk about where were the parents. You know, when you have this movement to get parents involved in how we can bring peace to the city of Chicago, how important is it to address the issues of what's happening in the home?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it definitely starts at home. We truly believe that parenting is important. But understand that also a lot of these children in our community don't have that father figure. So, which, once again, they're looking for that mentor. They're looking for that leader. And that's why, for us, that's where we started to listen to the need in the community. And as we were doing these vigils in the community, we started to learn more from the mothers and families, and specifically from the children, that the need for, you know, programs, resources, and jobs. And we heard it over and over and over again. And that's when we said, hey, we have to go to work, and we have to provide those programs. We have to provide those resources, and we have to help with jobs. And what we started to do is zoom in more on the programs, and we kept on hearing over and over again is the need for sports programs, right? And in arts and music. So that's where we started.
How do you accomplish that? How do you make that happen in communities that are in need?
Well, we met 2 years ago. We were blessed to meet a great friend of ours, which is Tom Feeks. He's the president and owner of Pro Sports Experience. And he was at one of our events, and when he saw how affected these mothers were to violence, and when I knew what he does and which of sports, so what Pro Sports Experience does, it was just like the bells and whistles went off and said, listen, I've been looking for a guy like you to help us with sports program in a community. And that's where Tom Finks went to work. And we partnered up, and we started for the last 2 years. We've been bringing Chicago Bears youth flag football into the community. And for the very first time last year, we had also the Leadership Bowl at our community, where we bus kids from Green Bay representing the Green Bay Packers, and we had kids from Chicago representing the Chicago Bears, and we let them play and gave them a platform. But once again, giving them a safe zone, having them in our hands, and creating change with them.
Elizabeth, you know, for the story that you told about your son and his own birthday party being shot and killed. And you think about the work that you've done since and being a part of this organization, Parents for Peace and Justice. What does it mean to you to have a purpose, to be in a position where you can use your son's legacy to help others and to be in a position where you can spread the idea of peace to Chicago neighborhoods?
I know for one thing for sure that this is something that he will want me to do. To help the kids, because he was one that used to help kids. Like I said, he loved sports. And he even himself, he was able to remove a couple of kids from the corners. He had a passion for sports, you know, and I could talk about my son's story to other kids, and they'll listen to me. And there was a young guy that was involved, also got involved with the with sports. My son went to Blackhawk Park, KB Park, also for sports, and his main thing was football. So there's a lot of kids that love football, and they're following us. Mm. Every time I see a child, like in the summer playing with football, they want to get involved. It puts a smile on my face because that's something they love. You know, it's not keeping them where the trouble is at. It's like they feel safe because they're playing something positive, nothing negative. And we want to continue to do this for the kids, yeah, because there's a lot of kids that need us out there.
Well, the website is parentsforpeaceandjustice.org. You can find out more about the organization and what you can do to help. Elizabeth Ramirez and Robert Torres are the co-founders, and they're in studio today. Robert, Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming in. And Elizabeth, thanks for sharing the story of your son. And thanks for putting together Parents for Peace and Justice. Appreciate it.
Thank you.